Lennon. They've done albums with Brian Wilson, Pete Townsend, and now, on this album, Ray Davies. So we get to hear a Ray Davies cover, a Kinks cover, by The Sins. It's New Noise, and this is I Need You. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how good this is?
I'm waiting, baby.
Can I push play?
Hit it.
All right. It's WMFO, New Noise, The Sins, and I Need You. New Noise.
Stage your peace tonight. Stand up. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
WMFO in Medford, 10:17 in the morning with Mike and Tom.
Hey, hey.
And Jean.
Hi, Mike.
There she is. Little delay there. You got to work on that. Just see what you can do, all right?
All right.
All right. Or else, you know, you're
sorry,
just... I'm fine. All right.
It's a cavernous studio.
It is. It's large in here. All right, so let me start with the fifth song of the set there. I know you recognize the voice. It's Chrissy Hynde. You know, and it's... to say late career pretenders. It's their latest record, and it's called Relentless. It's New Noise as a fifth song of the set, and it's called Let the Sun Come In. I mean, I liked it because of that classic guitar pretenders sound. I know it's not the same person playing guitar as way back then, but it was great, you know. But I didn't like the lyrics, you know, talking about things that aren't true.
Right.
You know, you know, I don't know if you're listening. You don't have to get fat. You don't have to get old. You know, BS. Come on. They're trying. Let the sun come in. Great. But it's great to hear the pretenders sound good. You know, as always. And Chrissy, You know.
Dare I say it? She's precious.
I wasn't even going to do that. All right, a band from Boston in 1985-ish called Big Dipper. I do not remember them. I'm so sorry. I don't. But speaking of guitars, I was listening around to find some, you know, some Boston bands that maybe I didn't know, and I found an anthology that came out in 2008 called Supercluster, the Big Dipper Anthology, and that was Wake Up the King. And speaking of guitars, that's what got me on there, too. I don't know if you heard the multi-channel guitar accents in there.
Very
just,
nice.
Just, I mean, I was right away. It's like, yeah, I'm going to add that one. That was great. Big Dipper, Wake Up the King. The Fix, surprisingly, Stand or Fall, you know, people of a certain age know that song. But surprisingly, that version, which is the version that we know and love, that one's hard to find.
Huh.
You know, because they did a re-recording, as some bands do. And sometimes it sort of supersedes. But, I mean, the new one is not that. So I had the hardest time finding that. And finally, I found it on an Ultimate Collection from 1999. The great song "Stand or Fall" by The Fix.
Well, thank you for digging that one up because that is a good one.
Yeah, I just got it in my head, and I'm like, I haven't heard that, and I'm listening around to, you know, where you can buy things. It's like, that's not the song I know. It's like, ugh. So I had to look around. Grand Funk Railroad had the second song of the set. That one just worked right there. Got that on an anthology as well. 30 Years of Funk, 1969 to 1999. The anthology remastered. Some kind of wonderful, of course.
It was, you know, wonderful. I told you we'd get some funk in today.
Yeah,
I didn't even
you
know
did.
You were going to play that.
I mean, look, it's like sometimes songs just work. And after the first song that I played, the New Noise from the Sins, covering the Kinks or Ray Davies, whatever, from Gem Records Celebrates Ray Davies, just came out. Just got the green light to play that yesterday. And all Gem artists are playing Kinks songs on there. And the Sins, our friends. CYNZ.
Please ask them where in New Jersey they are from.
I will. They're going to be sitting right where you are in a couple weeks. I forget the date because I'm old and I can't remember anything. But they'll be here. That was a killer version of I Need You. Loved it. They did so well. It's so awesome. All right. 10:20 in the morning. I've got some new noise from a favorite of ours, Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones. You know,
recently heard here in the studio with you.
Oh, yeah. And he's been back and he's doing a segment with Michael Galper on Markskin Radio. He's everywhere. And we like it that way. So Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones just had a debut of this on Markskin Radio, speaking of which, I think it was Tuesday, August 1st. I think. Could that be right? Could my memory be serving me? I don't know. But this is a cool song, brand new, from Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones, new noise called The Growler. It's WMFO.
You are hollering. trying to do. You're serving me lies upon a silver plate. You're so disordered, now we're reaping hate. You're serving me lies upon a silver plate. You're so disordered, now we're reaping hate. You're a liar.
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 mighty woman and a torch, standing for liberty. Lucky ones who met her became the majority. Of and by and for the people was how it's supposed to be. Now a few of those whose fortunes rose decide what's right for you and tired door, huddled masses, yearning to breathe free, surviving on hope in the American dream, trusting Lady Liberty. Lives hanging in the balance, greeted by a border patrol. The mother of exiles, open arms up in
10:38 in the morning here at WMFO Medford. I'm Mike. He's Tom. She's Jean.
Hi, Mike.
Very good. All right. All right. You're back in my good graces. Cool. All right. So yeah. I don't usually do themed sets, but if you just stay with me here, because you could sort of loosely think that that was a set about Mango Mussolini. You know, the orange. Whatever, because it just worked out that way. I didn't plan it, but just, all right, see if you think that I'm crazy here. Well, we know that I am.
We know that you are.
But. Yeah, but, so it started off with new noise from Smitty Smitty and the Fez Tones called The Growler, right? Scowl, you know, orange. Lou Reed, from 1972's self-titled album, I Can't Stand It. Stupidity. Even the band name, Stupidity, from the rock and roll capital of the world in Stockholm, Sweden. Our pals out there from their latest Waking Up the Band, they're recording again. They got some new stuff coming out.
It's going to be good.
That was the one that really, I mean, featuring Keith Strang of the Fleshtones, by the way. He's in the band now, pretty much. That was called Liar, Liar. And when they were here with us, you were here, Tom.
I was here.
I asked him, he told me, he said, that's about Trump.
Yep.
Yeah. Liar, Liar. The False Positives next. A single that they put out, it's Todd Erickson and Dave Harrison working together on that, Leaves a Mark. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then finished up with Holy Smoke, Todd Erickson's band, from 2020, that year. That was Is This America? So it kind of worked, didn't it?
It did. Worked it did. For me.
It's best if I don't think about things. Obviously, it just worked out that way. All right. So at 10:40 in the morning, I have one more set, starting with a band that people of a certain age would know, called Blur.
I've heard of Blur.
Blur.
Blur. Is this the old Blur or the new Blur?
I don't know.
The new Blur, same as the old Blur?
Am I a DJ? I don't know. Well, and it's a new record of theirs called The Ballad of Darren. Who Darren is and why they wrote a ballad about him, I don't know. Maybe he's in the band. Somebody's going to go, Mike, don't you know that Darren's in the band? No, I don't. I don't know that, but I like the song. Brand new song. And this kind of is funny, too, because it sort of fits in what I was just talking about. This is new from Blur. Like I said, the new record is The Ballad of Darren. And believe it or not, this is called The Narcissist. It's new noise at WMFO right here in Medford.
Looked in the mirror, so many people standing there. I walked towards them into the floodlight. I heard no echo, there was distortion everywhere. I felt my ego, I felt rebuttal standing there. Found my transcendence, it played in mono, painted blue. You were the Pyro, I was the dark room.
Speed, I heat the sun. Gonna be a big star. I'm gonna be a big star.
Yeah, it's WMFO, Medford, 10:57 in the morning. I'm Mike. He's Tom.
Hey,
Tom. And she's Jean. And we have, what'd you say your name was? Kirsten Ken?
I am Kirsten, but I'm from Kyrgyzstan. And
Kyrgyzstan.
I make Chervinska Brow.
Ah, I see. As I said, talk right into that thing because you sound like you're...
Oh, do I sound like I'm in a... So you all met at Newport Folk Festival.
We did.
Yes.
That's amazing. So I covered Ryan Doyen last week because he went. Do you still go? I know Mike hasn't gone in a little while.
No, it's been a while.
We're thinking of it, though.
Well, this is part of the magic that happens at that festival, right?
Oh, I know.
Friendship and music and...
It was awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what's going to happen. I'm going to tell people what I played.
Yeah, that's a good
and
idea.
And then I'm going to thank them for being here, and then it's going to be all about you.
Oh.
So can you just give me a minute?
But if it's, instead of all about me, something about the women.
Something about the Kirsten. All right, so we started with New Noise from Blur. All right.
They still sound good.
I'm a child, I have to say it that way. Brand new record called The Ballad of Darren. We don't know who he is.
It could be Darren Stevens from Bewitched. And don't call them Oasis.
No, don't. That was The Narcissist. Don't know if it's about that orange mango person, but whatever. Charlie Sexton, a nice little pull there from 1985, did a record called Pictures for Pleasure. Don't know if he could do that these days. Beats So Lonely, good to hear that. The Jayhawks, I was saying, the record that came from Sound of Lies, that was supposed to be their last record, so they kind of went in the studio with that attitude and sort of said, let's just go in there and let it go. And they didn't. It didn't sound like them. They even admit it. There's more guitars and grungy stuff in there than like any of their other records, but that was a big star. It's still got elements of the, you know, the pretty little vocals of theirs. But
those harmonies.
But they just went nuts on there. It's a great record, Sound of Lies by Jayhawks. Creedence, Clearwater Revival, finished up that set from Chronicle. We played two from that.
Creedence,
you know,
baby.
I put that in my set before I knew you were going to do it. So, but no, never too much Creedence. No. All right, so 10:59 in the morning. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Gene.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
There you go. All right, and coming up at 11, which is, I don't know, just a few seconds away, it's going to be something about the women. So hi, Kirsten.
Good morning, Mike. You know, I am supposed to be here this week.
I don't know.
I'm where I'm supposed to be.
You walk through the door, so as far as I'm concerned,
yes,
it's you.
2 weeks from now, I'm back because I switched with Jane. Because we try and keep it like, you know, Kirsten, Sue, Jane, Kirsten, Sue, Jane, and then we throw you a wrench.
But you know, when you talk like this, you get me all confused.
I'm confused.
Yeah,
but
I know.
You know what? This has been a great morning of music. Thank you so much. It's been mayhem at my house with the three dogs and running around and tearing up beds and going for walks and all of that. And so it's so lovely to have all this great music.
Didn't Tom do just a great five-song set?